We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Monday Music Marathon will roll on in just 1 second. We got a lot coming up in about 45 minutes. Murder Monday, 1 hour from now. A Lady Gaga flyaway to Vegas. Yeah, we got a lot going on this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe's need to know news. Let's start out with just some sad stuff. I can't believe this, but it just blows my mind when these airplane crashes happen. Ethiopian Airlines, their 737 crashed yesterday morning after takeoff, about 8 o'clock that time there. None of the people survived. 157 people on board, including 8 Americans, are among the dead. It's unknown at the time what caused the crash. This is a brand new plane, which is not a lot of hours on it. It had 1,200 hours of flying time in the air, which is not much for a plane, so they don't know. I mean, maybe it was pilot error, but isn't it like I don't know aviation wise, but usually they say it's most dangerous when you're taking off and when you're landing. That's where like the biggest accidents. But 6 minutes, wouldn't you kind of already be like, you're probably still ascending, but you're not taking off?
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's when I would be relaxed. Like for me, I wouldn't be white knuckling it then. I'd be like, okay, we're cool.
Right.
So just sad news right there. You know what? I wonder if they're going to put this animal down here. A woman was attacked by a jaguar. Now, it's her fault, though. She went over the little safeguard to go get a selfie.
Oh, my God!
How dumb are people? Like, I can understand if I was cracked down on drugs.
Like, I'm pretty dumb, and I would do a lot for, like, an Instagram photo, but, like, I don't know that much. That's, like, my line.
Even Liv has to draw a line in the sand. The woman was visiting Arizona's Wildlife World Zoo. She crossed the barrier trying to take a selfie with a jaguar. She was attacked, and she suffered non-life-threatening injuries to one of her arms. A witness says after hearing the woman scream, he and his family ran over, distracted the animal with a water bottle. Now, the zoo director actually commented on this right here. Let's see what they had to say. They're saying that no, we are not going to euthanize this animal, which I think is good.
Yeah.
It didn't jump out and attack somebody.
Right.
Lady, you jumped over the fence and were a dummy.
That's her fault.
And even then, like, I love zoos and it's cool to see animals, but I can't fault any animal. Like, if you took them out of the jungle, they can kind of do what they want.
True.
Am I wrong about that?
No. Animals aren't meant to be in zoos.
Like, if you're at SeaWorld, man, and, like, Flipper wants to come on out there and, like land on you, like, Free Willy, Shamu style, RIP to you.
I have a friend who has a tattoo, and every single time she would walk past the orangutan in the zoo, he would, like, point where her tattoo is.
Really?
And like, motion for her to lift her shirt up so that he could see it every single time she'd pass by.
That is so cool.
Yeah, because one time he saw it and he liked it, and so he'd always, like point at her and tell her, like, hey, lift your shirt up, let me see it.
Hold on a second.
He'd always want to see it.
Was your friend flashing an orangutan? How far did this tattoo go? Okay, that's really cool. All right, now check this out. I didn't see this. Have you guys seen this? The makers of Peeps, for the second year in a row, are selling Peep on a Perch. Have you heard or seen this?
No.
Okay, see, I didn't either, but apparently, parents, if you're listening, you might know about this. It's the Easter version of Elf on a Shelf.
Okay.
So, Peep on a Perch. You like it? I think it's like, come on, really?
I like it.
It comes with an oversized peep stuffed with a stuffed animal and a book explaining how it assists the Easter Bunny and spies on kids to make sure they behave in the lead up to Easter. Each Peep on a Perch costs about $25, but you can find it on Amazon for usually less than $20, it says.
I think that's so cute, and my mom would totally do this, because my mom, Easter is her favorite holiday. Like,
really?
She likes Easter more than she likes Christmas, which is insane. But yeah.
So your mom likes to celebrate more the death of Jesus than him actually being born.
The resurrection of Jesus.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, there we go. So interesting. If you're a parent that has that, will you let us know? Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex. I'm just kind of curious to see what you think of that. And Alex, you brought this up in the show open today, and I think we all kind of feel the same way. If your sleep was affected by daylight savings time, well, there's some good news. Today is National Napping Day.
Oh, heck yeah.
Come on, right? Am I right?
A holiday we can all get behind.
It is. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. Okay, we are the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now.